RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
This is Tim Roy, and you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, thank you, Tim. Appreciate it. Later on, we're definitely going to get into the Niners. Their game coming up against Seattle. Tie up some loose ends against the Chicago Bears.
We got a little exercise I came up with. We're going to have a draft of teams we think can get it done, see where the Niners are slotted.
Yeah, we can do that. Let's see. The Warriors schedule.
Man, give it to them.
They play Charlotte tomorrow in Charlotte, and then after that they have 10 of 11 at home. So you're at Charlotte.
Should win that one.
Well, you want to go win, loss, win, loss?
Yeah, let's do it. You know.
Okay, so that's a win. Okay, ready?
Yep.
Home, OKC.
A loss.
Home, Jazz.
Win.
At Clippers.
A win.
Versus Bucks.
A win. Giannis is back, but win.
Versus Kings.
Win.
Versus Hawks.
Win.
Versus Blazers.
Win. They owe the Blazers.
Versus Knicks.
All right, loss.
Versus Hornets.
Win.
Versus Heat.
I'm going to go loss.
Versus Raptors.
I'm going to go win.
You better go win.
Yeah.
Because you were mad about a loss on the road. Okay, so Goo has them going 9-3.
I like that.
9-3.
And you're including Charlotte.
Correct.
So that would be, we would be what? 6 over.
You'd be 26 and 19.
Well, 7 over.
26 and 19.
Let's do it. Tone Loke voice, let's do it.
So that's,
but
this is the time to make hay.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it.
Now, can you give me the date? When's the 15th on there? When's the debt? When would that day come? My bad to ask you that, but
it's,
I'm curious to
right
see.
Right around the Knicks game,
okay.
I think.
New York. Wow.
Yeah, it's about 8 to 10 games.
I mean, do you got a problem with Warrior fans and myself, like, looking at that date? It's been talked about ad nauseum on this show, this station, rightfully so. So I can't ignore it as it gets closer.
Right, but I just wouldn't get your hopes up. Because, A, we had Nick Friedell on. It's not a lock on January 15th. The move's going to be made. And then, just secondly, I would just temper your expectations about, for example, all right, you mentioned Michael Porter Jr.
MPJ.
Okay. How would you get him? He's got one more year left in his deal. He's making $40
million. Wow. I mean, so you'd have to get rid of a big boy, but... You know, and
well, or you go, all right, he's making, so for everybody making 35 or 40, you'd have to say, all right, well, that's Kuminga plus. But here's what I'm saying. Like, if the Warriors called the Nets and said, we really like Michael Porter Jr. and we have Kuminga to offer, they're going to want 5 draft picks for something like that. And that's where
he's not worth 5 draft picks.
Five might be an exaggeration. But the reality of the situation is like, okay, Kuminga and Buddy for Michael Porter Jr.? Are you crazy? Like, they're not going to do that. He's just too good of a player.
And Moody and Pods, if you threw them in, that still is the same kind of package to you.
I mean, I got to tell you, those are the kind of guys that if you threw in, then you're going to have to add draft picks because I just don't think they're coveted. Any of the Warrior young players, not one of them coveted.
Yeah,
I don't think so. Maybe throw some names at you.
Go ahead.
Joel Embiid.
At this point, for Steph, I'm in.
I thought you were going to say at this point, no chance.
Yeah, no, I'm like, this is how, and I feel like this is where they're at. Like, I would take a flyer, man.
Okay.
He could, if he remained, but it's a big if, but he's what, I mean, he would change it.
I wouldn't touch him. Paul George. You wanted him?
Yeah, I might try Paul George
because he they need a wing and a guy who can shoot a little bit.
3 and D, all that.
Let me tell you who I don't want. Cam Thomas.
Yeah. Are you so sure, though?
Yeah, I don't want him.
Nope.
He's a bucket.
He's a shot. I mean, he's a shot. There's no doubt. When can Markkanen be traded again? He's coming up on that year deadline. Jared Allen. I don't know what's going on in Cleveland. His name's always come up.
He came back and they beat San Antonio. Remember, I was asking you what's up with Cleveland. I would see what's up with that. I would welcome him.
Obviously,
we have no rim protection at all.
You want Anthony Davis?
You know I'm in on him, but watching him just get hurt running after the ball.
Zion?
These are all Cadillacs. They got starter issues. Or transmission.
You're not getting a new Cadillac.
Right.
I mean, that's kind of the issue. I know who you can get probably from Washington. You want Marvin Bagley Jr.?
Mm.
You can probably get him.
I always liked him. He can play the, what is it, saxophone.
Maybe Milwaukee's going to do something, and if you don't get Giannis, you get Portis, Bobby Portis or Miles Turner. You can get, if you want to go into, you can get Zach LaVine.
I mean,
get Malik
right now.
Monk. Hell, you can
probably. Well, you had a chance to do that. Yeah. You think they regret it? I don't think they do.
I do.
You think so?
Yeah. I would much rather, right now, I would much rather have Malik Monk on this team with a what? Protected first? Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. But they didn't think the year was going to go like this with Kuminga. But it was always going to be a possibility. Coach, does it ever get old, coaching Steph Curry?
Never gets old coaching Steph Curry. I can tell you that. He's an amazing player, even better person, and team leader. And he captivates people all over the world for a reason. It's the beauty of his play and his movement and the fluidity of it all, but also just the person he is. I think, you know, I've never met a fan who didn't like Steph. Maybe in Cleveland during the finals, he got a couple bad remarks.
Steve Kerr on Steph Curry.
He's playing at MVP level, man. And I mean that. And I know you talked about he's played, what, 24 games, 47% from the field, 39 from deep. 92 from the free throw strike, but just the gravity of who he is, man. And, you know, they're one game over. Not exactly how I saw it at this juncture of the season, but the thing is, he's not the reason. He's not showing signs. Again, he's not what he was at 27. He'll tell you that. But this league has not figured him out. And right now, he's been on heaters, and it's just about what can you get around him to make the game easier. And I was going to test you. I was hiding this from you. And I'm with Fitz. And I know a lot of people call us homers or say, oh, anybody in a Warrior uniform was done wrong. But if you watched that game, which I know you did last night, Steiny, there were three times Steph got three and ones. And they said he was on the floor. And then Jimmy goes and does it. Nothing against Jimmy. And it's continuation. And it's like, are you noticing that now? Yesterday was like highway robbery. What's the dude got to do to get fouled or continuation? And there was like three separate instances yesterday.
Neither of those were a natural shooting motion.
Oh, Steiny, man. Can you elaborate on natural?
Yeah, did it look like Steph Curry's normal shot? No, he was leaning in and he shot it one-handed.
But see, why don't I look at it like, is this your natural shot? It was a shot and it went in and the whistle blew.
But the rule is the rule. It's got to be a natural shooting motion in order to draw a foul. I mean, listen, here's the other thing. These damn guys get every break in the book offensively, and now Steph can just throw his body right to the right and get a three-point play? It's just a joke.
He's been mastering it here lately, but they've been taking it away. Fitz was hot.
I mean, you know what? What's new?
My man.
I'll tell you what. There was a play involving Cam Thomas where it was in front of the Warriors bench, and Kerr cried too. He wanted a walk, and Fitz is apoplectic. And I'm thinking, but the play was obscured on TV.
Right.
And I'm thinking, oh boy, Cam Thomas must have got away with one there. They show the replay. I'm like, that's not a walk.
You sound like Kalina.
It's not a walk.
He'll be like, you know, oh boy. So, yeah. I'm just something I noticed from, I'm like, man, this dude, he can't, I don't understand it. Yeah.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk studio. Draymond Green, under 25 minutes. Well, want to know?
Well, Snotty, yeah. But
yeah,
talk to me tomorrow. But I guess we got some, Pasta said we got some Tim Roy sound on one of these Curry calls. Let's hear it.
Curry dribbles and takes a three. That's up. It's good. And a foul. No, they're going to wipe that one away.
Yep.
The second and one, and a technical foul is being called on GP2. And the Nets will walk down and take a technical free throw. I'm telling you. And I know, yes, I do work for the Golden State Warriors. Let's establish that fact just in case. But there is no superstar in sports that does not get calls like Steph Curry. The free throw by Porter Jr. is no good. So those of you who are regular listeners and devotees of the First Church of Rasheed Wallace, please join me. Ball don't lie.
I mean,
you missed the
tip. I love Tim. Yeah. And
I'm just saying, that was Timmy, Stoddy.
Yeah, you know what? And if Warrior employees say it enough, people will believe it.
Oh, man.
If they say it enough, people will believe it.
Timmy was hot, too. Yeah. I'm just like, damn! Carter says the first one wasn't continuation. I don't know if you remember that, but you got me with the natural. I'm just like, a shot's a shot, you know? And if I'm fouled, call it what you did, and the bucket goes in, the ball goes in, give me three.
Yeah, I don't think the NBA is in trouble when it comes to, you know, taking privileges away from the offense.
Well,
so now you can't touch him. Now you can throw your body into a defender. Everything's going to be a shooting foul. It's kind of one of the reasons the game itself isn't.
Yeah, it's suffering.
Can't play defense in this league. Yeah, Steve Kerr. He loves the artificial walk call. How about Melton?
Yeah, 24 is now the new limit. You know, I talked to him yesterday in Toronto. He said his body's feeling really good, so it's a good sign. And, you know, hopefully we'll get to a point this season where he's able to play back-to-backs, but for now we're being cautious.
All right, 24 is probably enough.
All right.
Right now for Melton.
How about, I like what I see, and I'm sure they do. So if he can get up and running, man, I feel like maybe after All-Star break or what have you, before the season ends, you know, he could be in the starting lineup.
Yeah, 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors win last night. They put that Sunday loss to Toronto behind them, and as Guru pointed out, and I didn't even realize, they've won 4 or 5.
Yeah. Now, I got a skeptical Warrior fan. Our boy Brian used to work with this daddy. He would say they hadn't beaten anybody.
Well, here's the thing.
But you got to play who's on the schedule, right?
Right, but this is how you get fooled. This is how you get fooled. Into thinking that they're doing something here. So I'm texting with Evan on Christmas as I'm watching the Dallas game. And the Warriors, you know, they're playing. They win the game.
I got you.
But it's like, you don't, like, they didn't build anything that game. They won a game. It goes in the win column, but like nothing was built. Nothing was forged. They didn't play well. They happened to beat a team that's worse than them.
But the most important thing was adding that one to the column.
If you think it was, then that's the most important thing. But I said to Evan, don't try to tell me that this means anything, this win over Dallas.
Well, you're kicking the can down the road until hopefully one of those victories does spark something, but it's better than losing.
No, what
and
I'm
not
saying
manifesting
is
anything.
You didn't play well enough in that game to like build off anything.
Well, they lost Davis and still were within the game. I'm
Thank you.
It's 6, 8.5. So, you know, at this point, Stanley, I almost want to say you're being greedy. Because
what I'm saying is,
I know what you're saying.
The minute they play a competent team, they're going to get their ass kicked if they play like they did against the Mavericks.
And that's why Sunday hurt me.
Or last night.
That's why Sunday hurt me. I think Toronto's a good team, and you can look at it just with the record. They're over 500, four over. But that's why that bothered me so much, because to me that qualified is, okay, yeah, let's look at the resume of the teams you're beating, and Toronto fit that, and you blew it.
Well, for example, I'm talking about this stretch coming up. The next 12 games.
You got some layups, like it seems like.
Yeah, so let's say they go 8-4. Like, that'll be good, and they'll be five games over 500. But this is the part of the schedule you better make hay.
Well, it's like the Niners, though. We did that all year. They're not playing anybody, and now.
But they're beating everybody.
Yeah, but look what position, by doing that, they put themselves in, even if at the time that they were stacking wins, a lot of people were skeptical, and I understand it. But now they've did the simple part, which is hard, obviously, getting the victory, to put themselves in a position now to show the world, oh, it's real. It's realer than real. So that's what I hope the Warriors can do if they get to that juncture, five or six over. And then you got who's out there, a Laker team with a winning record, or the Spurs come to town, which you've already beat, but – I'm just saying, you got to take the layups and get them while you can, and but then answer those questions that you want.
But that's my point. They're not playing well enough. Like, they lost. They're not the Niners. The Niners don't have a bad loss in their schedule. The Warriors lost to
Indiana,
Portland three times. They lost to the Pacers. They lost to the Bucks. They lost to the Kings.
But a lot more games than – I got you. I mean – Stoddy, I guess if you were a doctor, what are you prescribing? Like, I'm in not denial.
Let's not fall for thinking the Warriors are better than they are because they happen to win some games over horse
breed teams.
Right
now, they're one game over 500, and your partner hasn't forgot any of those losses.
I'm just saying,
Milwaukee's Sunday.
Right. But this, like, just when you ask about 23-8 last year and you can't fathom how it happened. Just know they're probably going to go 9-4 here over the, like, they're going to win some games, I got to believe, of the next 12. Now, if they go 11-1 and they beat OKC and they beat the Knicks and they stub their toe against the Heat, that's one thing. Then they're rolling. But, you know, you beat Charlotte, lose to Oklahoma City, lose down in LA, come home, the Knicks get you. I mean, that's where, you know, that's where you've got to think about the wins and what context they come in.
Right.
I mean, the other thing is the Warriors have been pointing to this stretch, since the start of the season.
To piggyback off of that, what's concerning me is we also had a stretch when they were going to be in their own bed, they were going to practice, they were going to work on that identity, and how did that work out? You know what I mean?
Well, they got 11 of 12 at home,
which is humongous.
So if you can't make,
I'm just going to. This reminds me, or is reminiscent of that stretch where we're going to get practice in and things like that.
Well, they've won 4 or 5, as you pointed out.
But a skeptic would say,
"You're right.
Who have you played?"
That's right.
But right now, I'm looking at the nitty gritty, the Bible, the basketball Bible, and right now they're in that box of the play-in, and they got Memphis on their heels.
Exactly.
Clippers playing better.
Yeah.
And the thing is, and the beauty of sports, Donnie, is you're not going to get all – how you feel is different. When I come in here and I blab to you and the fans and I'm feeling some type of way about a team that might be two games over, but my energy feels like they're 10 games over, that's the beauty of being a fan. But the bottom line is stack the wins so you can get out of this damn box. And I thought it was Operation Avoid the Play-In. But the January 15th or days after are coming rapidly, fast, and I hope the Warriors look different. I just can't believe the JK thing has come to now. This dude's just Claude Rains. You ask who that is? The original. He played the original Invisible Man. That's what he is right now. I never in a million years thought, leading up to the possibility of parlaying and moving him, that he would be a net zero.
I absolutely allowed for that.
Did you have that out in the car?
I allowed for it.
Wow.
Absolutely. He was a zero. He's been a zero for a bunch of reasons for 5 years. And like,
that's heavy,
I'm sorry, man. Like,
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
This is where, you know what? I maybe am still having a great year. What? Oh, yeah, they'll just re-sign Kuminga and everything will be fine. Like, that's not the way it works.
Yeah, but do you believe they thought that?
Yes! Of course they did.
Shame on them. Man.
Exactly.
Because this is a nightmare.
But you know what? You know why it's not a nightmare?
Tell me.
Because the bottom line is the kid ain't that good.
Well.
That's why it's not a nightmare. Yeah.
He's not that good with us.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah, he's not that good with us. I'm not where you're at to where you wherever he goes, he is not going to ball out. That's not – that really could happen. This could be a total – I'm just not a fit for your program.
So let me ask you a question. If they trade him to Charlotte and he plays 32 games for Charlotte, averages 23 a game,
that was just
and they go 8-24, are you going to say, see, I told you so?
No, I'm going to say – Steiny, I don't know why you're white, I'm black. I understand the difference between us, but make that fit. Make a person that is capable of doing that because it takes talent to do that. I don't care. See,
you don't.
It's almost basketball prejudice or sports racism. When a guy or a gal balls out and they do their individual job, but it doesn't equate to wins, then people try to nitpick and take an ice pick
right
to what that individual. I would look at it like, oh, Pasta's got some gifts. We can't just put it all at his doorstep. So if Kuminga were to go to Charlotte or Portland and put up 23-8, I would say, as a basketball aficionado that I think Steve Kerr is, and you got Steph and Dre, somebody tell me how to make the Kool-Aid sweeter, because this dude has something to offer. Make it fit. That's a coach's job. And they have all, and Kuminga included, struck out 5 years of not finding a way for this dude to fit. And then here come the playoffs last April. Steph goes down, and this dude can't be stopped about by an athletic team in Minnesota. But I got to hear people say, oh, they didn't win. Shame on you. You're not being fair. The dude is not a scrub. And he's not a scrub because the Warriors envisioned him giving more when they drafted him where they drafted him.
There's more to basketball than scoring.
I just broke it down.
There's more to basketball than scoring.
But you're being unfair. I know there's more to basketball than scoring.
I'm telling you right now, he could score 23 on a horse bleep team. He can't score 23 on a good team. That's his problem.
But the problem is, why can't he score 23 here?
Because he's not good enough.
Well, but so he
hasn't been. Jonathan Kuminga never averages 23 in his career.
It's not about that. I'm just telling you, are you going to be fair and say this has been a colossal failure by both parties? The fact that he's been under your tutelage for 5 years and you guys have not got him up to speed. All I'm saying, Steiny, is I can't read. Teach me. You're supposed to be teacher of the year. Teach me. You got Hall of Famers everywhere. Teach me. And Jimmy's trying to teach him. Now he can't even play. Make that make sense.
Well, I've tried to make it make sense over 5 years. I've tried to say things like there's always been a disconnect between the younger players and the older players on this team. And it's
Johnny, that, they're right, not
you
his
gloss
coach.
Over it.
They're not his
so,
coach,
okay,
though.
But that, I'm just telling you, it's not easy for a young player to play here in Golden State. Especially if you don't know how to play. And he didn't know how to play. And he still might not know how to play.
But there's a responsibility for Golden State then, just on that front. Don't blame it all on the kid.
Who is?
It sounds like you are when you're saying if he put
the
up
situation
this and that.
Stinks. The Warriors are involved and Kuminga's involved.
I just said
they both blew it. Like, who cares? But like,
well, we got to care because we're not reaching our heights and he's not reaching his potential.
So,
and now he's going to be gone. It's a wasted pick.
How come he hasn't gotten better in 5 years?
That
is that on the Warriors?
It's on everybody.
On the Warriors?
It's on both parties.
Okay.
But I'm saying more on the Warriors.
So the Warriors are at fault because Jonathan Kuminga might not have a great work ethic, which has been alluded to now 7 times. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. That segment was sponsored by the Inn at the Tides in Bodega. Goo, can you close your eyes, please?
Yes, they close.
This will be therapeutic for both of us.
All right.
I want you to picture yourself in a cozy room by the fire.
Yeah.
You're enjoying breathtaking views of Bodega Bay. And Guru, this time of year is magical. It's magical at the Inn at the Tides. Special midweek rates start at just $199 per night. So go ahead and book that escape right now, innatthetides.com.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Happy holidays.
Yeah.
From 95.7 The Game.
I've had better ones, partner. How about that?
Yeah.
And I did an exercise I was going to share with you all. I'm 50, Steiny, and...
Well, you're older than that, aren't you?
Early 50, and I did a list of, you know, New Year's resolutions, and the list is longer. When you get older, it's supposed to get shorter, right? Mine's getting longer.
What's on it?
I couldn't.
Resolutions?
That's too personal.
Oh, a lot of people share them.
No, I'm going to read more. I tried that last year. I'm going to read more.
Not sports, though.
No.
Read some stuff about the Arctic.
No, that's too, I don't listen. Like, where do you go share that? Like, you're broadening
right
your
here
horizon.
On 95.7 The Game.
But where do you go to a party
your
like New Year's Eve?
Leader.
Hey, everybody, pull up a chair. Let me tell you about the art. I want to do something where I can share.
If it comes up, I'm all over it.
Can I
you
say something?
You want to talk about
now.
The Northwest Passage? I'll take over the discussion.
Can I say something to you
Facts.
Personal? I'm going to.
Yeah.
My late great mother-in-law, Mary Brown, said I was meant to be a pastor. And the first book I'm going to pick up this year is the Bible.
Oh.
And I'm going to, no, seriously, Pastor, don't.
You'll never finish it. It's too big.
No, Proverbs set your
And you won't like, understand
no,
it.
Stoney, stop.
It's
I'm telling the New
understand.
Testament, man. I didn't been up and down the Bible, but that's where I'm starting, the Bible. You can't get mad at me for that. That's where I'm
well,
starting.
I'm mad at you for lying about it.
No, I'm
that's
not.
All.
You sound like Miss Basie. Stop.
You're not going to be reading the
Steiny,
Bible.
I am, and I want to be a person. Now, I'm a father 3 times over. That somebody, even friends, you come to me, and I can just be a light and tell you the truth. Because my friend the other day that gave me that real about me, I'm still spinning. So I got some resolutions.
Well, I got something up my sleeve.
For you.
No, for you too. You may get it from me.
Well, that sounds like tricks.
It sounds to me like
tricks
you really respect your friend and think he's a true friend for bringing it to you hard.
Yeah, no doubt.
Well, I'm gonna have to do that too.
But he brought it when I didn't ask. That's why it
Even
was
better.
So powerful.
Even better.
Now, what could you say? I got some stuff for you in the tank. You just can't take it.
Please.
What you doing after?
Whatever I want. I'm an empty nester.
They're good. All right.
Well, no,
I got some time.
Yeah, I got to do. Oh, my God.
Did you go to the bank?
I went to the
you.
Bank.
I called
hey,
you.
Hey, check this out, man. How cool is this?
Did you get a Tulane ATM card? Because they can
hey,
give
these
you
cards. Look, I can show the card on the screen. Look at that. You can't see the number.
One. Yeah, it's on the back.
No. The number's on the back now.
I understand.
No, it's on the back.
This post, is he really excited? Dude,
so,
I get that.
So you can't read it from the front.
Hello,
you don't have
Stoney.
One of those.
Dude, I got
no,
one
you don't.
Right now.
You still have the number on the front.
I got it on the back.
All you chumps out there still have the number on the front.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a Destiny card, though. No. That's always been on the back on those credit cards.
Stoney, stop. The stuff that gets you happy.
Shoot, everybody's got numbers on the back now?
This may have been in the Stone Age.
Dang.
How long did it take you, seriously, though? In and out? I called you, and I go,
about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
About 20 minutes. Okay, I got to set this call up.
Yeah.
Our good buddy Tim in Raleigh, North Carolina.
My man.
Steiny, you're being unfair.
Yeah.
Okay, listen, I've talked about Kuminga for 5 years. There's probably been times that I've been unfair. There's probably been times I've been overly fair.
But your last segment, you were unfair.
No, I wasn't.
Tim will tell you. That's why he's on the bat phone, Sonny. I'm being real with you. I admit he's at fault, but he is not Han Solo.
It doesn't matter who's at fault. It doesn't matter. It's a failure. Like, I don't care if it's Dunleavy, Myers, Lacob, Kuminga. It's been butchered by both sides. So, like...
No, I'm with you on that. And why does it feel like you're giving Kuminga a brunt of the
blame? I don't think he's a great player. He's a very good player.
And he's Michael Jordan. He's only 23. So I guess why I'm saying you're being unfair is now you're judging him. If he goes and does something he hasn't done in his career and finds a home, and I'm just saying 23-8, you won't look at that and give him any credit
at all. I know he can do that. I know he can do that.
You never said that.
I know he can score 22 on a bad team.
That hits different. And it ain't going to change, Tim, but I didn't know you would even give them that. But I think you're going to be like, well, did they win a chip? And that's where I was saying that's unfair. But if you say on this day you know he's capable of that, then you're giving him his credit.
Yeah, that's what he is. He's a scorer on a bad team.
But he's not even a scorer on your team.
That's because we're not bad.
Well.
We're not bad. We've won 44, 48, and 46. You're not good enough to play on that team. You might be able to be good enough to play on a 30-win team.
But on this team, he's good enough to play, Stoney. And that's what makes this.
Not according to the only guy who matters.
You just smile.
All right, Tim, what's up? Tim in North Carolina. Raleigh, to be specific. Tobacco Road.
Happy holiday, baby.
What's up, fellas? Hey, I apologize. I'm letting myself down for even calling right now and talking about it. So I want to apologize.
You're all good.
I promised myself I wouldn't, but I'm in the car. I got an hour to drive to get where I got to go. So I call. And Steiny knows how to do it. Get you wound
yeah,
up.
Yeah, so you're right.
this is the thing. So, and Guru, I appreciate you. But
it's
just
real.
Just because a guy doesn't fit on this team and doesn't go exactly the way the coach wants you to go on this team, to say he's not good and to kind of take away, I'm not saying great. But, Steiny, to say that this guy, you go over all these last 4 years and the different moments and flashes of long periods of stresses that this guy has done great things out there at times, and to just don't even acknowledge that there is NBA player after NBA player with podcast analysts and all over that have recognized this kid's talent. You got a GM that you just said it yourself and hypocrited your own self that was ready to give you Malik Monk, a bona fide score, and a first-round pick protected for this kid. And to say he's not good. Like, we don't have to be bullies and step on him while he's down. Look, he doesn't fit on the team. We all acknowledge it. But I do remember him being tied with Mullen as the 11-11 from the field as the two people on this team that have perfect games. Before, like he's helped this team win games, and to just act like that never happened.
Hey,
I tell you what, Steiny.
Yeah,
Jimmy Butler's best friend tweeted over the weekend about this guy rotting on the bench, and he's being super athletic. Why don't we talk about that?
I brought it up early, Tim.
Good.
Yeah,
Tim, I'll say.
Yeah, yeah. So, Tim.
I never say like.
You shocked me.
I don't think Jonathan Kuminga is a good player. I didn't say he's not good because he's in the NBA. I just don't think he is a good player. He hasn't been consistent his whole career. I don't think he stinks. I think he could be useful on another team.
But I
don't like his game.
Okay, but for you to come on here to the masses and blast that out to everybody to say that he's not good, that's your opinion. I agree.
Yeah, and your opinion is he's better. And your opinion is he's really good. So We're just having a debate about it.
I think you would have to acknowledge the fact that there are several NBA players and NBA analysts who do believe he's good. Can you acknowledge that, Sonny?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thanks, Tim.
Okay. So why don't sometimes we speak about what positive people say about him, that there is other sides of other people who do agree with Guru and myself, that there is a lot of people that think he's a good player. It's not a one-stop shop.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You say, and then nobody says anything else. So I guess that's all I'm saying, man. To come on here and blast this kid that he's not a good player. Yes, you don't like his game, but there are several people who do. And I think we...
All right, Tim, I got to go.
Yeah. He's got some, Gilbert Arenas, if you're into
Tim,
that.
Tim, give me a break.
B.J. Armstrong is spoke
fondly
of
Tim, give me a break. This is the
Kuminga.
Most polarizing player who's come through the pike here in decades.
But for the wrong reasons.
Right, because half of us don't think he's as good as the other half think he is.
Or the
plain
project never got up and running. That's what leaves a lot to be desired. But for you to say, I'm just speaking for me, for you to, I sound like a Harbaugh enthusiasm, but for you to say you don't think he's incapable of scoring that, that hits different to me now. Like, I thought you were robbing him of that.
That's the only thing he can do is score.
Right now.
Exactly.
Right now.
Like, that's never been the issue, whether he can get you 20. Yeah. Of course he can get you 20. We know he can get you 20.
I'm just worried about
Can
Stine.
He get me 10?
Yeah, and again, me listening to the Raptor broadcast and the lead analyst on the broadcast go over their draft picks, and I'm like, they're in Canada saying this, and he's telling the truth, but what's scaring me is, when's the next time we're going to get a pick like that?
Soon, maybe this summer.
Well, the worst part to be is where it looks like they're at now in the middle.
Exactly.
But, Steiner, you could get a number one or two pick. If you don't got the right people picking them, you can get what we just had.
By the way, the idea that 99% of the people are behind Kuminga,
that's
a
too
joke.
High. It's not. It's
fact,
not. It's not.
People see the writing on the wall. Yeah.
And you could say, oh, Goo, you like drama. I'm going to tell you something. You might not. You can disagree with it, Steiner. I don't like him being happy and quiet and as mute as he's been with this new role not playing. How about if I told you that? Because a real one would not, something would be said. That's all. And I don't want drama, but something, you can't be happy unless you know something so deep in your soul that they told you it's top secret. You cannot be happy with how you're being underutilized in just a DMP. I mean, step to a mic and be like, I don't understand it. But to just take it on the chin is if, hey, and he's, you know, maybe I'm different. I just know Gary Payton, a guy like that, wouldn't be in this position. But, I mean, alpha male is not taking this. And then, you know what, and the last thing, and I'll get be done. Jimmy Butler took him under his wing for a reason. I know, but that's saying something. So when you say to me, and you said to all of us this morning, I feel like something's going on. I know it wasn't your Marvin Gaye, what's going on. But for me, I do think what Jimmy is saying and thinking behind closed doors, after I'm talking to this kid, trying to get him up and running, and he can't even get in the game for us, and Scotty Barnes is getting 30 rebounds. Just a thought.
Yeah, Scotty Barnes rebounds. That's part of his game.
But the point is, you can't gobble them all up, and he damn near did because we were so little.
Oh, you're actually making the case if Kuminga were in the game, he could have mitigated that.
Maybe okay. Two or three. Again, people, I'm not saying Kuminga's not at fault. He is. I'm disappointed. But when I look at this roster, I'm about the team. Him being a DM. That's why I can't wait for the 15th or thereafter so we can get some closure.
You know,
because if they don't, this is going to look bad on the Warriors again.
Here's the other thing about the Kuminga fans. You need to be more upset with people other than Steve Kerr. Like, if you're really pissed that this kid didn't get developed and he got the short shrift, well, guess whose fault that is too? Steph, Draymond, Clay, and now Jimmy Butler.
Those are facts.
Period.
Those are facts. Who all, at one juncture, real quick, the last year and a half, went to the podium and said, this dude's next.
Listen.
Remember Draymond said it? Who's got the key? Remember Curry said it?
Curry said
we got to play. What is it? What would you call lip service?
Yes, it's lip service.
But if you don't mean it, you don't have to say it.
My point is, if this team, if Curry and Draymond and Butler still really are under the illusion we can win a title, then they don't want to play with Jonathan Kuminga. They don't think he's a championship player. Let's go to Jay in San Francisco. Hey, Jay.
How you guys doing?
Hey.
So, I mean, you know what's funny is I think, and I hate to be a politician here, but I think both sides are at fault, right?
Mm-hmm.
On one hand, you know, Steve Kerr and the coaching staff, I mean, they've just done a really, really bad job of getting through to Kuminga, getting him to buy in.
Yes.
And honestly developing. I mean, they just did a bad job developing the guy. But I mean, I think if you're Jonathan Kuminga, you're not driving the train. You're not Steph. You're not Dre. You're not Clay. You're not Butler. You're riding the train. You're on the ride. And the fact that he hasn't been able to realize that, jump on the train in the passenger seat and fit into a role, that's his fault too. I mean, that's absolutely his fault. And here's the thing: the guy didn't play college. He didn't play college basketball, right? He's not fundamentally sound. I mean, there are things that he does in the court that he's just not, he doesn't do well defensively. He's always out of position. He takes bad shots. I understand why Steve Kerr is not playing him, right? I totally get that. But the challenge is the Warriors, we're 17 and 16. I mean, the guy needs to get some playing time, right? I mean, he needs to get some playing time, right? He's not a bum. So, I mean, it's a really weird situation to be honest with you guys.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, I've never seen this. I've never seen it. I mean, I don't know if you guys have seen it, but it's weird. It's just weird.
But you,
I mean, the guy, yeah. He's got it.
Sorry. I'm so emotional. The politician, normally that's a bad thing. That's not bad. That's how I feel. It's 50-50 to me. And that's all I'm trying to, you know, tell Steiny is both parties are at fault. And you've had 60 months to get this dude up and running, and his handles are not even where they're supposed to be. The coach is telling Willard and Dibbs, you know, he's not here in the summer. Make his ass stay here in the summer. Maybe be more developed, Steiny. Who's like, how could you have an entity that you want to see grow, but you're not, you know, telling them the real, stay your ass in the Bay and work with Steiny to get you up and running. So that's why I'm emotional.
What's crazy is I've been hating on Steve Kerr a lot this past 6 months. I don't know. I call him every now and then. But here's the thing, right? I mean, to Steve Kerr's credit, look at Quentin Post. I mean, this guy's playing. It's night and day since he came in. He's playing well.
Why is Will Richard playing?
Will Richard's, I mean, he's developing well, too. I mean, Steve Kerr's developing him. I mean, he gets DMPs every now and then, but he's developing him, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I gave a lot of bad credit. I used to hate on pods like crazy, but hey, in the past five games, the guy's playing
I'm
well.
With you. I'm right behind you.
All right, Jay.
You gotta give credit where credit's due.
Yeah, appreciate the call.
And I'm gonna get hate mail, but
Will Richard plays because he knows how to play basketball.
Man,
sorry. And you went to college 4 years. You played 140 games in college.
I tried to fight you on that. I tried to fight you, but that's why he's playing. The IQ. Let's say it. It's the IQ, man. The natural. Just
what's more than that? He doesn't have he's not a. What does he excel at?
J.K. or Whit Richards?
Jonathan Kuminga.
Right.
Jumping.
Attacking the rim. Yeah. Well,
the league's full of those.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, and I don't know what the percentage is. Whose fault it's Kuminga, whose fault it's Kerr, whose fault it is the organization. But this is the price you pay when you win a title in 22, and at that point, once the Warriors said, we're trying to go back-to-back, it was over for Kuminga. It just was.
In what way, though? Because you can't grow?
Exactly. They couldn't figure out a way to have a window open for Kuminga and still at the same time think they're a title team. It was either one or the other.
But how did that work out?
What do you mean?
Like you haven't got or sniffed a title since. Since you won it,
that's
so
right.
How
they missed their window to develop Kuminga while they were pursuing these mirage championships. Like that's what happens when you win in 2022, and then you say we're doing everything and anything for Steph Curry to get his fifth. What do you mean anything? What do you mean anything? Anything? Guess what? Kuminga's just a casualty then. Was there a way to fit him in over the last 3 years? Absolutely, positively, and the Warriors blew it. They blew it because they were under this illusion that if Kuminga played, they were in a development phase, and if he didn't play, it was because, well, we're a championship team. So it was going to be like one or the other, and they've never been able to say, we're not really either right now. Because they're not. They're not a developing team, but they're not a title contender either.
Yeah, but it's up upon... Hey, I hear you. I'm right here. But the bottom line is, and now I'm coming at Kuminga Tim, because the onus is on him in the offseason to go to the lab and work on his repertoire and his skill set. And he has not done that. And he tricked me after the first five games this year where I'm thinking that handle's tight, it's gotten better, the free throws, those are the things he can Janet Jackson. He could control those. And he hasn't done that. So from that perspective, he's let me down and let himself down. Like, you're getting jobbed or it's not going your way. But you, like, when he joined us and the agent joined us for an hour and I'm looking in the background, I'm like, who are you working out with? And I thought, okay, that's nothing. I can laugh and scoff at that because I know and trust that he's working the right way. And then he comes out and his handles are no better than they were 2 or 3 years ago. And if you can't navigate, you can't be a one or a two. And he can't navigate with his handles as loose as they are. And that's shame on him and everybody watching him and allowing that. You want to be a Durant. You want to be a scorer and your handles are as loosey-goosey in year five. Make that make sense. That's shame on everybody. You got to have a handle to navigate the floor.
Well, you
got to
work on it.
And that's what I believe he hasn't, or he thought he was.
Think about Steph Curry when he came into the league and what he does with the ball before every game.
It's incredible.
Every single game.
It's incredible.
And I'm sure he does in practice, too. Deborah, you know what? I'm going to push Deborah to the other side because we're kind of up against it a little bit. But 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors are always entertaining. They're 17-16, but there's so much going on. And Jonathan Kuminga's still going on. I'm telling you, it's time to lose this guy.
And if they don't, then what are we going to say?
I don't want to put it like that.
That's the ultimate chicken coming home to roost.
It's time for the Warriors and Kuminga to go separate ways.
But
give this kid a chance somewhere else.
But it was supposed to happen in the summer.
Well, they didn't like the deals.
All right. Now, Like, if you were Batman, would you say he'll be gone by the 15th or soon after?
I don't. Soon after.
Oh,
I think he's going to get traded.
I want that for him, man. He can't even play.
I got news
for
you. If he doesn't get traded,
yeah.
What do you do with him? You pick up his $25 million option for next year?
Wow.
I mean, I think they're more likely to let him walk. Seriously. Wow. Because at least they'd save the $25 million off their cap. I don't know that they can get anywhere with it, but. Man. No, this has not been handled well.
Right, right.
And the Warriors absolutely have a part in it. They absolutely have a part in it. But the one thing I could never get past last year and this summer when we were talking about Kuminga and what they were going to do with him, the one thing, I swear to God, I must have asked this 50 times, but where's he going to play?
Wow.
Like, where? They were either going to have to sign him and then just clear a space for him. Maybe they think they tried to do it. I don't know. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. That segment was sponsored by Surfside. The Golden State Warriors are back, and you can cheer on your Warriors with an ice-cold Surfside. Only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and zero bubbles, so it's easy to sip and enjoy. It's not a seltzer. It's Surfside, proud partner of the Warriors. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral. Voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.